One of the leaders on the McLean County Board proposes establishing caucuses in county government. County Board members from each political party would meet as a party before County Board votes. There are caucuses in Washington and Springfield, but not so far in McLean County. County Board Vice Chairman Jim Soldner tells Eric Stock he doesn't see it as a political issue, but a practical one. He says caucuses would limit the temptation for elected officials to discuss county business when they aren't supposed to.
What you find is when you deal with OMA, Open Meetings Act regulations, it's kind of hard to converse with other board members in a group. If you get more than two or three people together, you're violating OMA issues. So if you're trying to talk about issues in the county or city or anything, and you're trying to get information either out or from other board members, as I said, it's hard to do. So you have to kind of do it one-on-one, and this would be a way of kind of making it a little easier.
So having multiple board members present, I guess the Open Meetings Act requires that more than half of the voting members, if they are gathering at one time, that has to be posted as an open meeting.
Correct. It has to be posted. You have to have minutes. And when you have a committee, as you know, rules committee's got five members. So if you get three board members together, they're violating that Open Meetings Act. So again, as I said, I've found in the past years through County Board when I've either wanted to give information out to members as vice chairman or get other people's point of view, it's just kind of hard to do without talking to everybody one-on-one.
Well, and several of the rules subcommittee members had indicated that these party meetings are likely already going on, maybe not without enough members for a quorum, but they are meeting without the formal trappings, the open meetings notifications. How much do you suspect that this is already going on?
Well, I think it is going on. I believe that all the board members understand that it's a violation if you have more than a quorum of a committee meet together. And I think what happens a lot of times, people will start talking, then they'll realize they're violating that, and so they'll break up the discussion. But I think this gives us an opportunity to be above board, make sure we're doing it right, and not have accusations that you're violating the act.
Based on your conversations with those other counties that have been doing this, specifically Will and Sangamon counties, Springfield essentially, what feedback have you had about why they're doing it and what they see are the benefits?
I think just exactly what I said. I think it makes it easier for people to discuss issues. Now, I think that, you know, on the downside, people are going to say, well, you're turning it more political, which, you know, that might happen. And I think that has happened in other counties where it's a matter of, since you're meeting as a party, either Republicans or Democrats, you might start talking about party issues, how party issues relate to county board issues, and it could cause a problem. And I would say, again, it's just a matter you have to try and avoid that if you can.
Well, based on conversation and rules committee, that seemed to be a concern that several had raised. Some feel that county government is sort of trending in that direction anyway. How do you combat that? How do you prevent that from becoming more formalized?
I think you just have to be cognizant that that's a possibility. I think, again, there's a lot of the issues that we deal with on county board aren't necessarily partisan. And so I noticed last month or a month or two ago, we had an issue where there was a solution being fixed with somebody with zoning. They had an issue. It was going to come to the full board. There was a solution kind of in the background being fixed, but the whole board wasn't aware of that. So because of that, they were going to send this issue back to the ZBA, which would cause a lot of more time for this whole project to go on. So if we would have had an opportunity to talk before the meeting about that, we might have alleviated that problem.
If you extract the political parties from this, would it be possible to just go ahead and have these meetings that wouldn't necessarily be all Democrat and all Republican to remove the appearance of party planning?
You know, that's a good question. That might be a possibility. I think that's part of what we're trying to have our administration to look into, specifically what the right procedure is. I think that, again, if we did that, we would save some time at our full board meetings. And I think a lot of times some of the board members are a little apprehensive to discuss stuff, you know, in light of the population or the people that are there. And it's nice to kind of hatch out problems ahead of time. these caucuses or whatever you want to call them, again, they're open to the public. Minutes have to be taken, so it's not a case where we're really hiding anything. It just gives us another opportunity to talk about issues.
And as we continue on Sound Ideas, I'm Eric Stock with Jim Soldner, who is vice chairman of the McLean County Board and has proposed the county government explore allowing party caucuses to meet ahead of regular meetings to try to hash out some of the issues. County Board Chairman John McIntyre had raised concerns in this meeting that you'd be looking at two more meetings to staff, one for the Republicans, one for the Democrats. It wouldn't necessarily be every month. But how much county staff involvement should there be in this? And does that get into a political gray area of staff taking minutes for these kinds of meetings?
Well, I think that's another question we got to find an answer to. If it's a case where it's just a meeting, it's not a formal county, board meeting, then I guess anyone could take minutes as long as they're taking accurate minutes and have them available for the population to look at. Other than that, I think right now the biggest work or the biggest cost of the taxpayer is just whatever information the administration's finding out for us.
The county's legal counsel would suggest that you don't have to get formal approval for this. Just go ahead and start doing it as long as you handle the proper meeting notifications. Do you expect that to happen at some point after this review and looking into how other counties are doing it?
Well, I think what we're going to have to find out is how popular the idea is. It's a case where if I'm the only one or three or four members are the only one that are interested in doing this, it's kind of foolish to have a meeting when we don't have the people there that we want to talk to. So if it's not popular enough to happen, then it won't.
Have you done sort of a straw poll or gotten a sense from where the rest of the county board is on this?
I've probably talked to half of the members, and I've gotten about 50-50 again. So to me, it doesn't look like right now it's a popular idea. Part of it, I think people don't quite understand how it works. And I think as more information comes out, I think they'll be able to make a decision.
Well, and caucuses have been in the news lately because of Iowa, of course. And, of course, they had major voting problems in that state. Iowa allows their parties to run the primary voting process. Could these caucuses move into those areas as they become more organized if that happens?
I don't believe so. I think this is more like when you hear the Democrat or the Republican caucus or the General Assembly or a Black caucus or whatever. I think it's more of a particular group that looks at issues that are affecting their group, either the county board or the General Assembly. I'm not sure it gets involved in the actual party and the voting and that type of thing.
When you mentioned the Illinois legislature and the caucuses that they have, and you have them, of course, in Washington, there is a lot of division between the parties, perhaps because they are organizing simply amongst themselves and plotting their own agenda as opposed to a perhaps bipartisan agenda. Is there concern that the association with Springfield and Washington and the gridlock that has been somewhat consistent among both will be a turnoff for some on the county board who may see this as more of a nonpartisan body?
I do. I do think it's, again, that's probably one of the pitfalls of the caucus program or theory, is that I think that a specific issue, I'll bring it out. The county clerk, in the past, we've had the different parties have issues with the way the county clerk deals with things. And so I could see where one party or the other would get together and say, well, we all want to oppose this issue because it's affecting that party. So it's a little touchy there. And again, I think that's something we want to try and avoid. So I think that's why it's important, if we do it, that we have it open to the public, minutes, because there won't be anything hidden. It's not like you can do something, you can plot something that people won't know about till the actual vote.
So you think then that having these meetings that many are suggesting are already being done, but they're being done at the coffee shop or somewhere else, that would be self-regulating in a sense?
Well, I would hope it would be. Again, I think that every group has people on the fringes or on the far side, either right or left. And I think there's going to be strong people that are going to want to make it political. But I think we also have people that are more moderate in those groups that would be willing to say, we don't want that to happen. If that happens, then we're going to disband the whole thing.
That was McLean County Board Vice Chairman Jim Soldner with Eric Stock. The County Board Rules Subcommittee has approved a 24-hour notice for members of the public to address the board about items that are not listed on the agenda. It's currently a 5-day notice. Only one day it's on the agenda. Still needs approval of the Executive Committee and the full County Board.